USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans have the fundamental right to vote freely and fairly. Speaking in Philadelphia, Biden saying Americans should have the right to know that their vote will be counted.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things is the right to vote.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
If you're a football fan, we're in the red zone, but we're not in the end zone yet, and we need to keep preaching that getting the vaccine is important.
Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt saying Americans must get vaccinated to ensure that a future variant doesn't develop that these vaccines can't protect against. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling on Oregonians to be mindful of how much water they're using in what's turning out to be a hot, dry summer in the Pacific Northwest. Brown may not be enforcing water regulations on her population, but if you're a farmer, Washington, D.C. is regulating how much water you can and can't use. Oregon farmer Jason Flowers speaks out on how water management regulations are impacting his family's land.
To start out, I mean, it's just sad for our basin, really. You know, the Bear Reclamation developed this project in the early 1900s, and they dried up two lakes so that people could farm them and feed a hungry nation. And in doing so, they dammed Upper Klamath Lake so that they could store the water that used to evaporate from those other two lakes and use that water for irrigation. Now we have to deal with the Endangered Species Act and the way the Bear Reclamation manages the water for those endangered species that we're dealing with, and it's pretty frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Expect to pay more for that 12-pack of soda after Labor Day. The chief financial officer of New York-based PepsiCo explained consumers will likely see price hikes after Labor Day. Meantime, Illinois-based Conagra will also raise prices due to inflation. The company owns products like Slim Jim Jerky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.